very inadequate.
Through high school?
Well, yeah, all the way. I think it could have been much better. I realize that I'm partly the fault of it because I didn't apply myself. But, you know, I think if the people who were teaching standards were higher and they didn't have to worry about having to live from one month to the next, then they could have done a better job in motivating me, you know, so that now that I could do a better job in motivating somebody else, because it's, you know, like the domino thing, it goes right along. The more you motivate someone else, I'm sure that they will motivate someone else even more. But, you know, that's my own opinion, which I don't usually share.
What do you think the tourists to Opryland has done?
I think it's great. Now, I don't particularly care that much about Opryland, but I like it because it is an industry, and it does bring money into the city. You know, it helps with the tax base. It means that I don't have to pay as much tax on my property as I would have to, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd like to see more things like it, regardless of whether I like them or not, or whether I would even go. I haven't even been to Opryland. And, you know, it's very doubtful that I would ever go, other than, you know, I may have to take my little boy or something like that. But it's a necessary evil as far as I'm concerned, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm all for it.
Do you have any attitudes about correct English or particular standards of correctness in speech? You mentioned to me that, you know, you had changed your own speech somewhat. Can you tell me about that?
Well, nothing other than the fact that as long as you say what you mean, I think as long as you say what you mean, then it's got to be correct. You know, I think like most or a lot of blacks in this area, I made an effort to get away from saying a lot of things that would associate me with the city. Example, when I was in the military, I didn't want people to know that I was from Nashville. You know, so I didn't, you know, just kind of stayed away from certain words that I knew that they would immediately associate. You know, because all they asked me about was the Grand Ole Opry, and unfortunately I didn't know anything about it, you know, until I got back and read up on it, and then I knew what it was. But it was too late at that time to go back and say, you know, I know all about it.
Well, what are some of these words that...
I really can't think of any offhand. I think if I heard them, I would know. We passed over a few of them here. Can't think of any offhand. I might in a few minutes, though.
Well, do you feel like you really made a switch in your word usage in, say, 10 years?
I've tried, but I hadn't been as successful as I should have been, I suppose, or well, could have been.
Why would you like to be more successful if those words did provide communication?
Why would I like to be more successful? Because the better, you know, the better you can communicate, and I think the more directly, you know, the better off you are. I've found that communication is probably the most important thing that we have going for us. As long as you can communicate with a person, you're in pretty good shape. But when you get to a point where you cannot, either because you don't know the language, or you don't use the right terminology, or you don't maybe not use the right gestures, mm-hmm. you know, it creates a problem. And regardless of what you're doing, you've got to always go back to that before you can get through to the person. You've got to, you know, communicate with him. You know, and by communicate, I don't mean threaten. you know, don't take a guy's life because he can't understand what you're saying to him, but be able to talk to him in a reasonable, soft, easygoing style that he can understand and possibly listen to you.
Do you feel that there's that much difference in word usage between